Maumivu sana na roho yote.
Vageni Kasarek is in pain. He recently arrived at this government hospital in Beni, in North Kivu province, after being attacked by rebels at his village of Nobili at the border with Uganda. A few beds away, another man is back from theater. His leg is infected. Doctors hope they won't have to amputate. The hospital currently has about 20 patients, most suffering gunshot wounds. Doctors could not save Kamale Katsese's leg. His village was ambushed in May.
They attacked us at night. We just heard gunshots and started running. My neighbor and I are the only ones who got shot.
Neither could Kahindo Jeanette's foot be saved.
Saying they were from a market, then they got in the middle of a road, and then they were ambushed. Says there was bullets everywhere. Other people were injured. Several people were killed as well.
Dozens of armed groups in North Kivu province have been terrorizing villages for years, but the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, is the most feared. Its fighters use machetes, guns, and other crude weapons. The group is said to have killed nearly 500 people this year alone. This is despite a state of emergency declared by the government in North Kivu and Ituri provinces.
This area has been affected recently by Ebola. We are an ongoing COVID outbreak. Then we have IDP situation, conflict situation, and malaria outbreak. So there is a lot of problematic in the area that all together can worsen the malaria situation.
The ADF, with roots in Uganda, established a base in this part of the DRC about 20 years ago and has killed thousands of people. They say they're fighting for Islamic rights and have been linked to the Islamic State. Government forces and one of the largest UN peacekeeping missions in the world have struggled to contain the violence.
When you are chasing them, they are fragmenting themselves and they are going everywhere. So which also in terms of tactics is more difficult because then you have to deal with smaller groups, more nimble, more flexible.
Health workers in this hospital say not much has changed here. They still often treat victims of armed groups in what appears to be an unending cycle of fear and violence. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, North Kivu Province in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.